And away we go. It's a Getaway Friday, Friday, November the 15th, 2019, 10 minutes after the hour. You're tuned in to the Now program here on WWGH Radio. Scott Spears along with you here for the ride. And today we have a very special guest for 2 hours. We're going to get to in just a moment. And really, after what happened last night, this guest is the guest you'd want to have on this morning to discuss this very interesting topic that we're going to start out the morning with this morning. For all you Cleveland Browns fans who stayed up late last night to watch the end of that game, boy, it was worth staying up late last night. But a few announcements before we get into that. I do want to let everybody know that the Charlie Evers Show will be on following this one this morning from 10:10 until 12 p.m., 10:10 a.m. till 12 p.m. And then from 12:10 to 1 p.m. today, it'll be the Exchange Club with Charlie and I, and we'll be talking about whatever. Charlie and I will talk about this, not that we are sports people, but we will discuss what happened last night, because it's the front story on AOL today and Yahoo and everything else. So momentarily we will get to that. Now today we're also starting one of our Christmas traditions, actually two of our Christmas traditions, letters to Santa. We always start this late, so this year we're getting the jump on it. For you and your kids and your grandkids, or anybody who wants to send a letter to Santa, here is how you do it. Here comes the address. Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. Get those letters out, and you will get a letter back from Santa Claus. The earlier, the better. But it's Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. And we'll give that out a whole lot during the holiday season. Now, one of the things we do here at WWGH Radio every year is our big Christmas card swap, because a few years ago we discussed, do people still give out Christmas cards? Well, we found out they do. If you would like to send us a Christmas card, we do have a new address this year. It's WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208. That's the big one, Suite 208. And of course, you know the rest, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Again, WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio. Send us a Christmas card, and we will send you one back. Just make sure you have a return address in there. Now, next week, we have got a big week of programming here on WWGH Radio. Today, one of really the dear friends of this program and mine for many years now, Ed Asner, star of the Mary Tyler Moore Show. He was Lou Grant, and stars in the movie Elf, which gets a lot of play this year with Will Ferrell. He is Santa Claus in that movie, go figure. Turns 90 years old today. Today, Ed Asner turns 90 years old, and he will be with us live Monday morning from 9 until 10 a.m. Now, that's awful early for a guy who just turned 90 on the West Coast to get up, but Ed's going to do that on Monday morning. So Ed Asner, Monday morning, 9 to 10 a.m., turns 90, actually, today, November the 15th. Thursday next week. Now, here's a guest we've never had on the show before. Ashley Williams. Now, all you Hallmark movie fans, because this is Hallmark Christmas movie crazy time, will know Ashley Williams because she stars in all of these movies since the other lady who used to star in all the movies got indicted, and now she's doing other things. So she can no longer star in the movies. So now we got Ashley Williams, and she's been in a whole lot of television shows, including one of my favorites, Good Morning Miami, which used to be on probably about 15 years ago. But Ashley Williams is one of the stars of the brand new Hallmark classic movie Holiday Hearts, which will premiere next Thursday on the Hallmark Movie Channel, November 21st, and she'll be with us live that day, Thursday, from 9 to 10 a.m. Now, you're not going to want to miss any of that. So, there are our announcements for the morning, and we are going to go to our special guest now. He was the morning host at WMRN for just about a quarter of a century and spent 40 years at the station itself, and it's always a pleasure to welcome him in for 2 hours back to live radio in the morning, Jeff Ruth. Jeff, how you doing?
You told me to come in at 8. I could have come in at like 8:15. I could have slept in an extra 15 minutes.
No, we went on at 8:10. Wouldn't want to hear those announcements?
Oh, okay. Well, I could have listened to it in the car coming in.
No. You don't want to do that. Now, Jeff, we are here at the right time because last night you saw this because you don't go to bed early anymore.
I still go to bed at 11. I'll usually watch the news, go to bed like at 11 because Johnny Carson's not on anymore. So I'll usually go to bed about 11:30. But I watched the end of the game last night.
Johnny Carson hasn't been on for about 30 years.
I know that.
Has this been a reason you've been giving for 30 years? he's been gone for a while.
There's no reason to watch late night talk show. I'm not a big fan of the late night talk shows anymore.
You didn't like Letterman or Leno?
Never really watched them because, again, I was getting up at 4:30 in the morning, generally. So I never really watched either one of those.
Well, I tell you, here's what we're going to do because we want to get right into this. I know all the sports fans are waiting for this, but we're going to do it like it used to be done. We're going to give you the scores first, and then we're going to do what I guess you would call a feature. So I feel bad because Jeff's going to do these sports scores, and he's a pro at this. He's been doing this for a quarter of a century. But we don't have that god-awful music that they used to play before you would go on. What was that music? Oh, it was god-awful. People hated it.
Well, we had it for a long time, and then Roger Ruth didn't like the or somebody that knew Roger didn't like the sports, so Roger wanted me to change it, so I changed it. So, and just after a while, it just got, it's there.
I don't think I ever heard the new one, but the old one was there the entire time I was there. I think the original sportsman was using it.
And probably.
It was god-awful. Yeah. It had no, I don't know what semblance to sports it had.
No, I don't
like either. And there it went. Okay, so we don't have that today, but we do have the sports scores from last night.
Well, you wrote down a couple of NBA scores, and I'm thinking, who cares about Denver and Brooklyn? So I'm not even going to give that score.
You don't give the NBA things?
The Cavaliers, if the Cavaliers play, I would give the Cavs, but I wouldn't give the rest of the NBA.
Not a whole lot this morning, except the big feature story we'll talk about.
I'll save that for last, okay? Because a couple of these I came up with. A couple of college football games last night. I think there were 9 people in the stands last night. Kent kicked a field goal in the last play of the game to beat Buffalo. And Pittsburgh beat North Carolina State in overtime last night. High school football tonight over at Marion Harding High School. If you are so inclined, want to go out and see a high school football game, Seneca East plays East Knox at 7 o'clock tonight. And tomorrow night, Pleasant plays Oroville. At 7 o'clock, that game will be over at Arlen Field in Mansfield. The Blue Jackets tonight are home to St. Louis. And what everybody is waiting for, the Browns beat the Steelers 21-7. I think the Steelers could have still been playing at 8 o'clock this morning. I'm still not sure that they would have scored more than 7 points. They were awful last night. Got a backup quarterback. Of course, Ben Roethlisberger went out early in the year, so they're using a backup quarterback. And they lost their top runner early in the game. They lost their top receiver early in the game. Both were injured. So the Steelers didn't have much going for them last night. It was 14-0 at halftime. Steelers cut 14-7. Browns get a late interception, and they go up 21-7. So I think there's 8 seconds to go in the game. And Steelers were frustrated. And it was just the Browns played well last night. I didn't think the Browns could beat the Steelers, but they did. And situation where Mason Rudolph, who's the quarterback for Pittsburgh, was still in the game. And Myles Garrett, who is a really good defense player for the Browns, got a little chippy. And I don't know if somebody said something to Myles, but something hit his on button. And he got into it. He pulled off Rudolph's helmet. And, I mean, he just, wasn't a love tap. I mean, he hit him hard in the head. I was surprised that, Rudolph didn't, get seriously hurt. Didn't appear that he did. But, of course, once that happened, the melee was on. And Garrett got kicked out of the game. A couple players got kicked out of the game. But Troy Aikman, who was calling the game, of course, Troy was very good quarterback. And, of course, sort of like driving by the accident, everybody slows down because they want to take a look. And, of course, they kept, they showed it from different angles. And Troy said, this is one of the most, I forget exactly his wording, but one of the most despicable things I've ever seen in sports.
Well, I come in this morning. I did not watch the game, and I don't normally watch the Browns. But I came in, and the lead story, you know, we've got President Trump. We've got Jim Jordan. They're always the lead stories in the morning. I see a Browns player this morning as the lead story on AOL and Yahoo and all these things. I'm thinking, what in the world happened last night? And then I see the picture is him with a helmet about to cold cock the other guy with a helmet. And I read the story this morning, and apparently this Myles Garrett, not only is he probably going to be suspended for the rest of the year and maybe who knows what is going to happen there, but could face prison time. This was an assault. You can't do that on the football field or in the parking lot.
I remember many, many, many years ago, and probably most of the listeners don't remember this, but Juan Marichal was a baseball pitcher, really good pitcher for the San Francisco Giants. And this would have gone back to the 60s, but John Roseboro was the catcher. In fact, Roseboro was from around the Ashland area, Worcester, something like that. But the Giants were playing the Dodgers. And Marichal and Roseboro got into – and Marichal, with his bat, hit Roseboro on the head. And, you know, I don't remember, but he was suspended, you know, for a long, long time. I think Roseboro ended up with a concussion or something like that. But, you know, he literally could have killed the guy. And that's probably, you know, the worst thing that I had ever seen as far as, you know, another player attacking a player from another team. But last night's was right up there. Fortunately, it didn't appear that Rudolph was hurt.
Now, am I right? This is sort of unheard of in the NFL.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, games will get chippy here and there, and there'll be some pushing and shoving. But, you know, you just, for one thing, helmets never really come off. And, I mean, he pulled the helmets. It's not like, you know, Rudolph took his own helmet off and Garrett goes over and grabs it and him. I mean, he took the helmet off and then hit him on the head with the helmet.
So do we look at this as this Myles Garrett is unbalanced, a little crazy?
He comes with an edge. Let's put it that
you
way.
Think? After last night.
He was a very good college football player. And he's only been with the Browns a couple of years because he was just drafted a couple of years ago. But he's a good football player, but he is prone to getting some penalties. But certainly nothing, I'm not sure anybody really saw what happened last night, you know, happening.
I think he'll probably get the orange penalty flag, which is the prison penalty flag. It blows my mind for two reasons. Number one, you don't do that. You just don't do that. Why would you do that? I understand there's a rivalry between the Steelers and the Browns, but here's point number two that I don't understand about this, and maybe you being the sports aficionado in Marion for 40 years, you can explain this to me. Didn't the Browns win?
Yeah.
So why are you taking a helmet and beating a guy?
Yeah. And the Browns dominated the game last night. And I don't I like college football. I don't watch a lot of pro football. But I was up last night, and it was the Browns and the Steelers. So, I mean, I was watching other things last night. So I did end up, you know, just kind of watching the other game. I did go to bed before the post game. You know, any of the interviews were done. So I didn't see any of the interviews. I didn't see if, you know, Myles Garrett, you know, commented after the game. I didn't see if Rudolph, you know, had any comments. Mike Tomlin, I didn't see if he made any comments. Freddie Kitchens, I didn't see any of the post-game comments. And I didn't get up this morning at like 7:30, so I didn't, you know, turn on the TV this morning to see what comments were made after the game.
Now, the Browns never win. Even this year when they were supposed to be Super Bowl champions, they don't win.
And that was, I don't know who, because I told people to begin this, I said, you know, 8-8, 7-9, somewhere around there. I didn't think they'd make the playoffs. They had all this hype, but I'm thinking they got a first-year head coach. A lot of times, and Baker Mayfield, he's going to be a decent quarterback for him. But the Browns snuck up on a lot of people last year. And
they did last night, too.
And, you know, Odell Beckham getting picked up from the Giants. I just wasn't sure what the chemistry was going to be like between he and the rest of the team. So I just did not see this, you know, 12-4, 13-3 record that, you know, a lot of people were, you know, predicting of the Browns. I mean, they were on the cover of Sports Illustrated. So record-wise, they're, you know, maybe about where I thought they'd be, maybe a little bit better. But in some of their losses, I mean, they were embarrassed, and I thought they would be more competitive. But they did beat Buffalo last Sunday. They did beat Pittsburgh last night. And really, the rest of the season gets fairly easy for them.
But why, when you win,
I don't know.
Do you do that? I don't understand that part.
Yeah.
This is the team that you want to beat. This is the Michigan-Ohio State rivalry for the Browns, mm-hmm. the Steelers. They win the game. They win it handedly last night. And yet the guy goes over and try to kill the other guy.
Yeah. And a lot of it, it's just, there's so much hype around the Browns and the Steelers. The Browns hadn't beaten the Steelers, you know, in what, 8 times, 10 times, something like that. There's obviously a lot of, you know, back and forth during the game. Although during the game, I didn't see a whole lot of it. Again, I didn't watch the whole game. But there was one time where Odell Beckham kind of comes over to the Steelers and Mike Tomlin, who's the coach for the Steelers, and they had words or whatever. It's like, just get back in the huddle and play the game.
See, this is what I don't like about these rivalries in general, is that people get so hyped up. And I know today that Browns fans, because they are just Browns fans, will defend what he did. Now, if a Steeler,
I'm not sure there's going to be too many people defending.
I, you know, it's weird today, because if you're a fan for the team, you've got to defend that team no matter what they do. Now, if somebody from the other team had done it, well, it's awful. But Browns, because everybody's talking about this morning. This will be on. This is on all the morning shows, on all the radio shows, on all the. It's the water cooler talk this morning. Mm-hmm, it's a big deal, and. But I know some people will say that he was justified last night only because he was a Browns player. Give it to those Steelers.
You're going to be hard-pressed, I think, to find very many people that are going to say he was justified to do that.
Well, they won't say that he was wrong. They won't say that their Brown star was wrong. But maybe that is the best way to put it. You think?
It's... If you watched that last night, it's hard to defend, even come anywhere close to defending what he did last night.
So what do you think, based on what happened years ago in baseball, will happen to this guy?
He'll be suspended for the rest of the year. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Or that would be my thought process. Well, he'd be suspended. Whether he goes to prison, that I don't know. But he's certainly looking at a very hefty fine and a suspension.
Well, if anybody's got anything to say about this throughout the morning, I know a lot of people were watching this game. You know, I don't know. I think people will defend him, but we'll see.
I wish, again, it was midnight, close to this one, and I didn't want to stay up and watch some of the post-game comments, but... I'm sure both coaches had some comments, and I don't know if Miles had a comment or not, but it'd be interesting to see what kind of comments were made after the game. Well, and they play again in another few weeks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they play back in Pittsburgh.
Now, do you think Miles will be at that game?
No,
I don't.
No, I don't.
He and the helmet will be at home after last night's outing. But if anybody has anything to say about this, I know there are a lot of avid Browns fans who listen to this show, because every time I knock them, they get angry with me.
There's a lot of Steelers fans out there too.
Well, there are here in Marion, Ohio. There are a lot of Steelers fans. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Did you see this last night? Do you have an opinion on it? What do you think about this Myles Garrett? What do you think will happen? Are you willing to defend him this morning, or is he just wrong no matter what the team is? 740-383-9944. And we'll take those calls all throughout the morning. So if you're in your car, don't pick up the cell phone while you're driving. So call in whenever you can, or send us a message on Facebook or email. But it's an interesting story because here again, emotions ran high.
Yeah, it's going to be the sports story for a long time. I mean, throughout the weekend, all the other NFL teams, and you know, every game this Sunday, I'm sure the announcers are going to be, you know, talking about it.
Now, is this good or bad for the Browns? Because there's always that saying, there's no such thing as bad publicity. Is this bad publicity?
From that standpoint, it is. But the Browns made a statement last night that, and granted, Pittsburgh was down to their second-string quarterback. They lost some starters. So Pittsburgh was, I even told Brian last night, I said, I think the Bengals could beat the Steelers tonight. It was just one of those games. Steelers didn't have a whole lot of weapons. But the Browns, I mean, they really asserted themselves. And they did. They played very well last night. And if that carries over, you know, the rest of the season, Browns are going to be a tough out.
But does this hurt them in general? How big of a part is Myles Garrett of their team?
Well, he's a vital part of it.
So that could be a problem.
Oh yeah. It's not like he's a backup linebacker or whatever. I mean, he's their defensive key. I mean, a lot of sacks, gets a lot of pressure on the quarterback, and a loss. You know, his loss is really going to hurt the Browns. It really is.
So, big mistake last night.
Big mistake, yeah.
Big mistake. Now, when you get fined or let go in the NFL or set down for the season, do you still get your money?
I don't know.
Because I don't, he might not care if you're still getting the paycheck every week.
That, and I think it probably depends on how the contract is structured. You'll see, players, something, they sign a 3-year, $55 million contract, and $18 million of that is guaranteed. So, he gets the $18 million. The rest is incentives. Do you make the Pro Bowl? Are you named first team? That sort of thing. So there's a lot of incentives built in. Every contract's different, but I don't know if he would get paid for this or not.
It's interesting, and it's an interesting story, and it's not only the number one story in sports this morning, it seems to be the number one story, period, this morning. So very interesting to lead off with that this morning. Now, as far as high school sports goes, where are we? Where are you going to be tonight? What's the story?
Well, there's nobody in Marion that's still left. Pleasant made the playoffs last week, and they won 7-6 in a real defensive battle. And they play the defending state champions tomorrow night, Orville. And that game will be over in Arlen Field and Mansfield.
Now, do you cover that game?
So I'll be doing that game that tomorrow, game. Yeah.
So tomorrow that will be on at what time?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock, and that'll be on 1490?
Mm-hmm.
1490?
Right after the Ohio State Rutgers game.
There you go, WMRN AM 1490, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Who's going to win that thing?
Ohio State kicks a late field goal and wins 10-7.
All right, and who's going to win?
It's going to be. Last week it was 52-0 Maryland against Maryland, and Maryland beat Rutgers. So this has all the. Ohio State's a 52-point favorite. I mean, that's just unheard of in college football. So the backup's going to get a lot of playing time tomorrow.
So when we also talk about tomorrow. Well, in the future, I guess. Michigan, Ohio State, is that a foregone conclusion this year?
No.
No?
Michigan has been playing better. I mean, Michigan knocked off Notre Dame. Michigan almost beat Penn State at Penn State. Michigan plays Michigan State, which is, that's a big rivalry tomorrow. But Michigan State they've kind of tanked. So Michigan should win that game tomorrow. You would think it's a foregone conclusion. Ohio State, certainly the way they've played this year, should win. But it's at Ann Arbor. And again, the Steelers hadn't beaten the Browns in, 10 games or whatever. How long has it been since Michigan has beaten Ohio State? There's a lot riding on it, and say what you will about Harbaugh. I think he's still on the hot seat a little bit. I think Ohio State's going to win. I think most people think Ohio State's going to win, but it would not shock me if Michigan found a way to win that ball game.
Well, that'll be interesting. Up there in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
A little colder weather up there. So is Pleasant going to win tomorrow?
Quick backstory about Michigan, because I've gone up to the Michigan, I guess, the last 8 or 9 times Buckeyes have played up there. And when Earl Bruce was an analyst for WTVN, was up there, and the Michigan press box is pretty, it's not real big. It's kind of cramped, but they got as many people in. Well, they had stools, not folding chairs or not anything comfortable, just stools with no back. And Matt McCoy, who was the sports director of WTVN, is still at TVN, he goes up to the sports information director at Michigan, because I was sitting kind of right next to Earl Bruce and Matt McCoy. And Matt goes up to the SID at Michigan and says, it's something that I think it's a travesty or something that you have Earl Bruce sitting on a stool. And he told Matt McCoy, he says, he's lucky he's got a stool. So, so yeah, and the conversation there.
Ooh. So that's how it was there.
So, yeah, that's how it was there. But, I mean, they're friendly up there. I don't wear Ohio State, you know, items. And most people, when they're in the press box, you know, they're somewhat dressed up. They're not going to wear a lot of Michigan stuff or a lot of Ohio State stuff. So I've never had an issue. I know people that wear Ohio State stuff go to Michigan. You know, they have issues sometimes. But, boy, fans from Michigan that go to an Ohio State game, they got lots of issues to deal with, too.
But, you know, I interviewed Earl Bruce a couple times, and he was a little ill-tempered at times. And maybe he had just done something wrong, and they'd put him on a stool up there. I could see that.
Earl, and they always make an announcement about 30 minutes before the game, and whether it's Ohio State or Michigan or wherever you go, that this is a working press box and cheering is not to be, you know, tolerated. With one exception, if you're Earl Bruce. And, you know, it's pretty quiet up there, but when Earl was in the press box, he would make comments or he would cheer, and nobody said anything to him just because he was Earl. You know who Mindy Dreher is?
I do.
Okay.
WCMH.
They always make this announcement. And this was probably, I'd have only been doing the Buckeyes maybe a year or two. But Mindy Dreher was there with another woman. I had never seen Mindy in a Ohio State football game. But she and this other woman were up in the press box. And they're carrying on during the game. It, you know, a lot of, you know, back and forth chit-chat. It was distracting. So they make an announcement. Maybe end of the first quarter, that it's, you know, a reminder, this is a working press box, and, you know, if you're talking, it should be kept to a minimum, and cheering is not allowed. So about halfway through the second quarter, somebody came over and saw them speak to Mindy and this other woman. So they got quiet for a couple of minutes, and then they started talking again. So at halftime, another person comes over, says something to them. So I'm thinking, okay, you know, they're going to be pretty good. Third quarter, they start up again, and they were to the point where they were distracting. And the SID at the time, I think it was Steve Snapp, he got up from his seat, came over, and he said, I need your press credentials. So he escorted them out of the press box. That's the only time I have ever seen anybody get removed from a press box. And, you know, they had been warned a couple of times. It's not like, you know, they hadn't been warned. So if you don't think that Mindy Dreher and whoever the other one were, if you don't think they felt really, really small as they got up from their seats and had to walk through the press box and get escorted out of the stadium. That had to make them feel pretty small.
Well, here's what I don't understand about that story. What was Mindy Dreyer doing in the press box?
She may have been doing
She do like the doily segments on WCMH?
Yeah, and does a lot of weekend stuff. And she may have done it a story about one of the football players, maybe, you know, she might have done a story that week about, you know, maybe she interviewed a couple of the wives of the coaches or something like that. I don't know why, because that's the first time I had ever seen her, and obviously she hasn't been back. So she may have done some sort of a story that week. You know, maybe she interviewed, you know, a couple of the coaches' wives, or maybe she interviewed, and I don't remember who the coach was at the time. Say it was Jim Tressel. You know, she might have interviewed Jim Tressel's wife that week or whatever. I don't really know, but yeah.
She's a nice lady. Mm-hmm. I mean, she came down here in 2015 and interviewed Mr. McFeely when we were out at the mall.
Oh, did she?
Oh,
okay.
She did. So she's always very nice. We had a, you know, you never really say friendship, but we had an acquaintance.
Yeah.
So it was, and she came on the air when she came down here that day. And it was cold weather. I remember that. Very cold. She came down to interview him. So a nice woman, but to be honest with you, I can't, her in a press box is like putting Miles Garrett in a nice, calm library. You just don't do those things.
Yeah.
You know, it's out of place. Now, one thing I want to do this morning, as we continue along here with Jeff, yesterday we made a call live on the air, and we do like to give stuff away on this station. And we do have tickets to the Columbus Zoo Lights, which I believe start today. I believe I'm right about this. I should have come to rehearsal and found this out for sure, but I believe the Columbus Zoo Lights start today. Somebody will have to check that for me and let me know. But I believe they do start today, irregardless. These tickets, is it irregardless or regardless? Charlie gets ticked about this. I think it's just regardless, isn't it? There is no word irregardless.
I would say regardless, yeah. Wait,
so what is, there is no irregardless.
I don't know. It's too early in the morning for those kind of questions.
Yeah, brain teasers.
But I have heard irregardless.
People say it, but yeah. I don't think it's a word.
Yeah.
In any event, regardless of whether they start today or not, but I do think...
Depending on whether they start tonight or not.
Depending or not, these tickets are good through the first of the year, so you can go anytime, and they will have them up by Christmas, I'm sure. So you can get a pair of tickets to the Zoo Lights, which we do have, and you don't have to go immediately. You can go through the first of the year, as I say. But here's how we're going to do this morning. We're going to do it several different ways, depending on how much time we have, and this hour is going right by. It's already 42 minutes past the hour. Yesterday morning, we placed a cold call on the air because we got curious about the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree. So I called Rockefeller Center yesterday, live on the air, and we found out that the tree is already up there. It's just not lit. And the gentleman we spoke to, who I guess is just an employee there at Rockefeller Center, told us how tall the tree was this year. He knew that right off the bat, and he didn't know I was calling. How tall did this man say the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree is? And here's question two, because I had him on the line for like 5 minutes. What wouldn't he talk about? He let me get like four or five questions deep, and then I asked him a question, and he transferred me to a answering machine, I think it was. So the two-part question here is, how tall did this man say this year's, the 2019 Rockefeller Center Christmas tree is? It's up right now in Rockefeller Center. And what would he not talk about when we spoke yesterday? If you know the answer to that, give me a ring, 740-383-9944, and we'll see how many people were listening yesterday. And again, that's through 9 o'clock this morning. You can give that answer. How tall is the tree in Rockefeller Center, and what would this gentleman not talk about? 740-383-9944. Now, Jeff, I came to an interesting statistic this week. 78% of people who are sick still go to work sick. That's a big number, I thought. That's like 8 in 10.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look, somebody was listening yesterday. I'm so happy. All right, let's go ahead with it. Go ahead, caller.
Scott.
Yes.
Yeah, the tree is 77 feet tall.
That's right.
And he could not talk about the weather.
He couldn't talk about the weather. 77 feet tall, and he couldn't talk about the weather. You are right. Thank you for calling.
All right, Jeff.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Why wouldn't he talk about the weather?
Well, here's what happened. We called him. And it really was a call. Oh, well, maybe this. Hey, if you know too, call in. All right, let's go. Let's see what you got. Go ahead, caller.
The answer to your question is the weather.
He wouldn't talk about the weather. Now, did you find that strange? Because Jeff here finds that strange.
Well, yeah, I'd say it was a little bit strange, too.
See, didn't you feel this guy was nice yesterday, and then all of a sudden he became abrupt when it got to the weather?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so, too. Well, hey, do you remember how tall the tree was?
No, I don't.
No, well, I thank you for listening, and I thank you for remembering, and thanks for calling.
All right.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Everybody talks about the weather.
Well, here's what happened. Like I said, it was not a play-in call. Somehow yesterday we just got on the subject of, is the tree up? That was how it all started. So I thought, well, let's just call him. You know, what do we got to lose?
See, I can't multitask.
Oh, I was all over it yesterday.
See, I can't do that.
Yeah, so I called him, and I said, and we got right through, by the way. No waiting, hold, you know, 5 minutes. We got right through to Rockefeller Center, and this guy knew his stuff. I said, how tall is the tree? He told us 77 feet.
Where did it come from?
Oh, he did tell us that, but I don't okay, anybody who listened yesterday, where did the tree come from? He did tell us that. Did I write that down? Oh, my goodness. Give him the sports scores again while I look for this. I can't multitask either, apparently.
All right. Browns beat the Steelers last night, 21-7. Browns improved to 4-6. The game, though, marred right at the end of the game when Myles Garrett was ejected for pulling off the helmet of the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback and then hitting him on the head. And, yes, that's what happened, and that's going to be the that's going to be the not only the top sports story of the day, but it's going to be a big news story of the day as well. Tonight, high school football over at Marion Harding High School. If you want to check out a couple of pretty good football teams, Cary plays Seneca East plays East Knox over at Harding Stadium tonight. Cary, they play tonight up at Willard. And tomorrow night at 7 o'clock over at Arlen Field in Mansfield, the Pleasant Spartans 9-2 take on the defending state champions in Division 5 Orville. They are 10-1.
You know, this is awful. I cannot read my handwriting. I must have written this in great haste yesterday.
You've seen my handwriting.
I have seen your handwriting.
And you know how many times I couldn't read my own handwriting.
Well, here's what 77 feet. I've got that written down well, and it looks like they're going to light the tree on December the 4th. I think that's what I have written down here, that the tree will be lit on December the 4th. But I know he told me where the tree came from because that was one of my questions. It was like, it wasn't Poughkeepsie, but it kind of sounded like that. It was somewhere upstate.
Schenectady.
Not Schenectady. No, I don't think it was Schenectady.
Funny names in New York.
Funny names in New York. Oh, where was it? Somewhere.
So it didn't come from like Minnesota or any place like that?
Not that I remember.
Okay.
No, I believe it came from somewhere upstate.
Okay.
But a little. Does anybody remember? If you know, let us know. 740-383-9944. Where did that Rockefeller Center Christmas tree come from? The guy told me. I must have just scattered over that fact yesterday and not paid much attention.
But he wouldn't talk about the weather.
Oh, yeah, back to that. He wouldn't talk about the weather. So I was asking him all these questions. Where did the tree come from? When's it going to be lit? Is it up there already? How tall? He knew all this. He was right on it. And then I said, I even asked him, I said, is it a busy day there in Rockefeller Center? And he goes, moderate. So I thought, well, not very busy there today. And then I thought, well, maybe it's because of the weather. Because New York gets the weather about a day later than we do. And I said, how's the weather? And all of a sudden, he said, I got to transfer you. And so then we got, I don't know, somebody's answering machine. It wasn't, you know, important. But here's what I learned from that particular experience. Because I wondered why he wouldn't talk about the weather. And there was an ordinance passed in 1879 by the very powerful Rockefeller family, who used to own Rockefeller Center. And I believe there was a Governor Rockefeller in the New York area at one point.
Yep.
And a Rockefeller
ran for president.
He was a big deal. They were a big money family. Rockefeller used to mean money. You know, that was the name you use for a rich family. And the Rockefeller family one year had a big snowstorm up in New York, somewhere upstate at their winter home in New York. And the snow destroyed their winter home. So, Mr. Rockefeller, who was it? What was his name? John Rockefeller?
Nelson.
Nelson Rockefeller, that's right. Wasn't there a John?
Yeah.
John Rockefeller?
But Nelson's the one that ran for president.
It might have been Nelson, because he had political clout.
Not many first names with the name Nelson, no. Are there?
Nelson's went by the wayside over the years. No,
sort of like Zelma.
Zelma has went by the wayside. There are a lot of names that were very popular at a certain time, like Betty is no longer.
My mother's name is Betty.
Yeah, and that was very popular. People of that era, a lot of Bettys, but you're not going to find any Bettys now. I don't know what happened with that name. But Nelson Rockefeller's home was destroyed by a big snowstorm up in upstate New York. And at that point, he said, no longer can anybody working in Rockefeller Center till the end of time ever talk about the weather.
Interesting.
Yeah, he was very upset about this because the snowstorm ruined his home in upstate New York, and now you cannot talk about the weather if you work in Rockefeller Center.
Interesting. Wow, I would not have guessed anything like that.
Well, you wouldn't think.
No.
But the guy, he couldn't talk about it.
Huh.
What do you think the weather was yesterday in New York? Cold.
It was probably like it was here.
Cold. Yeah.
Cold?
Just cold and kind of nasty. Let's see here. We did have some trivia questions left over from yesterday. Now, these are all breakfast-related, so this is kind of fun. Nobody ever gets these, but here's the four we had yesterday. How many waffles does the Waffle House sell in a minute? And I'll give it to you within five if you can get it right. How many waffles does the Waffle House sell in 1 minute? What did the Eggo Waffle Company start out selling? It wasn't waffles. What did the Eggo Company start out selling? It was not waffles. I really like this one. Who brought the waffle maker to America? It's a famous American. As a matter of fact, I watched a show on this person last night. This person brought the waffle maker to America. Who was it? Famous American. What were frozen waffles originally called and why? They were not called frozen waffles when they came on the market.
I don't know the answer to any of those.
What were they originally called and why? And then other question we had from yesterday, which I thought somebody would get, and maybe they will get today, was, let's see here. Oh, yeah. Which cake is actually a pie? Because the other day we had a question, which pie is actually a cake? Now, I'm going to ask you this because we got this one on air. Do you know which pie is actually a cake?
Banana cream?
Not banana cream.
I don't.
It is a Boston cream
Boston
pie.
Boston cream. Okay. Oh, I was close.
Because there's cake. No, you weren't.
Well, banana cream, Boston, they both start with a B, and they both had cream in it.
Right, but that's not why. But that's not why it's a cake. It's a cake because there is cake in a Boston cream pie. It's made with cake.
Okay.
So that's why it's called a pie, but it's actually a cake.
All right.
Now, but we don't know is which cake is actually a pie. We call it a pie. No, we call it a cake, but it's actually a pie. Which cake is a pie?
I have to think about that.
Which cake is a pie? This is very heavy-duty stuff here this morning. 740-383-9944, or who brought the waffle maker to America? Very famous gentleman.
And there was a show about him last night.
A show about him last night. I watched the show about him. Didn't mention the waffle maker, but...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it was... He's known for something else. He's a big name. He's a man. I've just eliminated all women. It's a man. So 740-383-9944. Who invented or who brought the waffle maker? He didn't invent it, but who brought the waffle maker to America? And which cake is actually a pie? You can call in and answer the question. Just get it right. Or we can set aside two tickets to the Columbus Zoo Lights, which are good through the first of the year. And we do have a Jags thermal mug and just a big Jags drinking mug. And I think we have an extra large Jags t-shirt, too, if you want any of those things. 740-383-9944. Now, back to the 78% of people coming to work sick. What do you think about
that? Okay.
Yes. We're going to round the trailer back there.
I'm sure I probably did it because I only had to work four and a half hours. And if I wasn't feeling well, I mean, I could get Randy to do the last hour or something like that. You don't want to I guess I mean, if I'm deathly sick, I'm not going in. But if I could, you know, I lived a half mile from the station, so it wasn't that big of a deal to get to the station. It certainly was not a job that required a lot of endurance and strength and that sort of thing. You could sit there, you know, and talk as long as you brought Lysol, like you sprayed the microphone when you were done. But there were times I would go in where I wasn't feeling good or probably should have stayed home. But again, when you're with a company and there's not very many people there, then that means, you know, you're kind of putting somebody else, making them do extra work. And I didn't want to do that.
Yeah, but see, this is the problem I have with this. And I understand people show up because they can't miss a day of work. Maybe they don't have sick leave. There are a lot of reasons why people go to work. You just explain one. But the problem is that you do infect other people.
Mm.
People are contagious, and you've got to be cognizant of the other people there. And if you're hacking and coughing and sneezing, you can bring the Lysol truck in. It's not going to matter.
Yeah, you're right.
You're going to touch something, and it's going to infect other people, and that's going around right now. Matter of fact, I know a daycare today, I'm not going to mention it on air, but I know a daycare today that's closed, and the reason they're closed is because of illness, because a few of the children are sick, but the staff is sick. And there's so much of the staff out today that they cannot operate.
Mm.
So, and I'm telling you, that's not just happenstance that the people at the same daycare would get sick.
Yeah.
It's people sending people to work or going to work sick or sending kids to school sick. And you can't do it. So stop it.
Okay.
Solve that problem. But I couldn't believe would you have guessed the number was that high?
I would not have thought that.
78%.
No, I wouldn't 78%. Have thought that.
Now, is there a good reason to go to work sick? We'll throw that out there, too. 740-383-9944. So what have you been doing since, it wasn't retirement, was it? It was just leaving the morning show.
Yeah, it was kind of retirement.
Was it retirement?
I mean, I'm still doing the football game. I'll be doing the basketball games, but just, I mean, I'm in four or five different organizations. Next week, I have a church meeting at 6:30 Monday. Tuesday night, I have Ridgedale Lions meeting. Wednesday night, I have the Marion Evening Lions meeting. Thursday, I have a luncheon to go to. I mean, just. You know, people say, well, you're busier now than when you were working. Well, now I'm not busier than when I was working, but I'm still, you know, keeping busy and keeping active. Last time I was in, we were getting ready to go to Paris for a few days. Once we got back, we haven't really gone anywhere for the last month or so, but just enjoying retirement, enjoying doing some traveling and just having fun.
How was the Eiffel Tower?
Love the Eiffel Tower. I've seen pictures of it, but until you're actually standing at the bottom of the Eiffel Tower looking up, it's like, wow, this is impressive. This is really, this was worth the trip.
Now, a lot of people say French people are rude. Did you find that?
Didn't, no. We've been to seven or eight European countries now, and never had anybody be rude to us. I've never had that issue.
There also is that myth that they don't use deodorant over there. No smell at the Eiffel Tower?
No, we rode the subway and rode the bus, and I don't recall any smelly people in France.
You've heard that rumor, though, haven't you?
I've heard that a number of European countries are like that, but maybe that was 40 years ago.
Did you eat anything exciting over in Paris?
I really didn't. No. First night we ate pizza, and
that's Italian.
I know. And the second night, I don't remember, just kind of nondescript or whatever. But no, didn't have any truffles or anything like that.
That's a good French food. What's another good French food? Is falafel French? Or is that German?
I would think that's German.
Isn't that German?
I think, yeah.
I'm not even sure what a falafel is. What is falafel?
I don't know,
but we think it came from Germany. We don't really know. So really, the only thing that's
croissants are big, and
In France.
In France. And there's a lot of bakeries, where people go in, they'll get their cup of coffee and their donut or their croissant or whatever. Croissants are very big, and donuts and pastries are very big in France.
Interesting stuff. Jeff Ruth is the guest this morning. It's the top of the hour. We've got a whole...
How did it get to be the top of the hour already?
Doesn't it blow right by? It's the top of the hour, and Jeff is going to be with us a whole nother hour, so don't go anywhere. And Charlie Evers this morning, 10 a.m. till 12 noon, and then the Exchange Club, 12 to 1. Don't go anywhere.
Up and down. So I saw Ruby. He was standing there, and he was holding that pistol and is pressed against his leg just above his knee. Well, he was surrounded by police officers.